lining up, you know, waiting, what is this guy doing on the street corner? And to tell you the truth, in my heart, I was thinking, what on earth am I doing here? I was scared out of my mind, for one thing. And I had to stop there and say, Lord, my heart's not right. I'm not really prepared for this. Help me to see the people as you see them. And when I turned around, it was all the Lord that day. I mean, it is anytime you go out and do evangelism. But I saw souls not as intimidations, but these are people who Christ died for. And when you go out, not just on the streets of New York, whenever you go out your front door, those people are all around you. People that you're called to go and to preach the gospel to. It's part of the Great Commission, right? Not the Great Suggestion, the Great Commission. And so we, at the Ezekiel Project, our desire is to train up men and women to stand in the gap. Ezekiel 22:30 is our theme verse in that. You know, I sought for a man among them who would stand, make up a hedge and stand in the gap. And the last part of that verse, though, it says, but I found none. And my prayer is that that would not be so amongst us, that we would be those people standing in the gap between heaven and hell, warning people of the destruction ahead and of a loving Savior that wants to have a relationship with them. And so that's what we do at the Ezekiel Project. We do the training. Out on our table, you'll see the postcards. Please feel free to take one. We've got plenty. Telling about the weeks of training this summer. And if you have a week or so, one of these weeks that you have free, please join us. We would love to have you. We will train. We do training in the open air ministry. That's our basic training seminar. The advanced training seminar goes more to advanced things, which would be more advanced painting, doing kids seminars in the open air. I mean, really good training, not just for ministry that you plan with an outreach with your church. This is going to help you down the road. I know a lady who says, I use this training in my homeschooling now today now that I have kids. You know, and so it's training not just for a week, it's training for life. And that's what we're all about. That's just part of our ministry is the summer seminars that we would love for you to come. We'd love for you to partake in that. The other branch of our ministry is our school, the Ezekiel Project School of Evangelism. And at the school, it's a nine-month program, nine months for life, we say. And 9 months where it's coming aside and digging into the Word of God. And I have a list here because however many times I do this, I still leave a class out. But just a little kind of a glimpse at what we study. We study apologetics. We go through bibliology, cults and world religions. How are we going to reach these people on the street if we don't know a little bit about them? And so cults and world religions, biblical discipleship. We go through hermeneutics. How exactly do you approach the Word of God? How do you study the Word of God? So hermeneutics, homiletics. That's kind of a scary word, but preaching the Word of God. You know, so we study that. We study personal evangelism, Ezekiel Project School of Evangelism, right? Old and New Testament survey, and then systematic theology 1, 2, and 3. We go through theologies, and then time management. That's a big one too, time management. So those are just a little kind of a glimpse of the classes. It's a 9-month program, and I don't think I mentioned yet that it's tuition free. We have tuition free. We believe that it's training ground for the mission field. You know, if we're called to be mission, you know, where's that support going to come from? It comes from the Lord. And so all of our staff live by faith. We expect our students to do so as well when they come. And it's really awesome to see how God provides. And that's just another part of our training. Also, we weekly will go out to a campus and do outreach. Because, again, we can study evangelism. We can study the Word of God. But unless we're putting feet to it, and going out, what use is it? You know, we need to be exercising the gifts that God's given us and going and obeying the command. So we go out, and let me tell you, we've gone to Wayne State University this year and had such a great reception from the people at Wayne State University, the students. And what a joy it is to stand there. And, you know, this is something I personally was involved with recently, is seeing a person pass from death to life. There's nothing like it. You know, explaining the gospel and seeing them pass from death to life. That's just a wonderful thing. And so that's the other branch of our ministry, the school. And with the school, we have students. If my students could come up, they're with me today. Dun, 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 dun. So visit our table. We've got plenty of flyers and postcards. Please take some home. Pray about it. We'd love to see you this summer. We'd love to see you next fall. And before I ask Chris to come up here, just again, I don't know where you are in life. Perhaps you're on that in that place of, okay, I'm getting ready to graduate high school. I'm getting ready to, or you're in a transition point perhaps. What am I going to do? And to tell you the truth, I wish I would have known about the Ezekiel Project before I went through my college training, to have that firm foundation, because I went through a lot of muck, and I think it's a lot worse today than it was back when I was in hot college. And so it just really, it builds that firm foundation so that you can stand for what you believe in. So it's very much, we believe it's worth it. We believe that, you know, that it's God's will for you to come. No, please pray. And if you have any questions, please talk to me. You can talk to Chris or one of the staff or one of the students. Talk to them about what they've been learning. I just want to ask Chris to come up too and just kind of finish off and give a little brief testimony. So.
Hey, listen, I just want to tell you something. You feel like you've been recruited. Yeah. It's because you have been. The reason why we started this school is to equip people to do what God wanted them to do. We don't tell them after graduation what to do. We've had people who are, we've had drywallers come from Canada. We've had two Japanese come from Tokyo. And then one of the brothers come, I don't know if you know Tsubasa, back at all. You know Tsubasa? Okay, Tsubasa, and Tsubasa is going to probably come this year and help teach the class. So Tsubasa is a gifted guy. His major in college was English. So Tsubasa would come to our school, and he was going to another Christian school across on an arm of the lake. All he wanted was to get training. So Tsubasa came to us. He dropped out of that school, which was costing him a lot of money, and came to us from Japan. And then he talked to his friend, Haruya Kojima. Haruya, he's got to be not stupid people. They took our notes. Haruya, when I first met Haruya, he had a pad of paper. Hi, my name Haruya. What is yours? I said, Chris, how's it going? That was his kind of his English. Okay. So the time he came, that was in June, the time he came to our school, his English had improved a great deal because that's all he was doing, was speaking English and writing things down, right? So what did he do? He took our notes, translated it into Japanese, and then retranslated it into English. And then he came to our school, both Tsubasa and Haruya came twice. So they could get it done. Tsubasa wants to come and teach with us for 5 years at the minimum, so he can learn how to do this and replicate this in Tokyo. Because one of the biggest problems in Japanese culture and the Japanese Christian church is education, biblical education. And who wants to do this? We have another guy who went 3 years at Moody Bible Institute. 3 years at Moody Bible Institute in their aviation program. He didn't get accepted in their aviation program, so he dropped out of Moody Bible Institute and came to us. He's a missionary from Zambia, and he lives in Lagos. Nathan came and took our school. That's when we had 11 students. And then we had 4 the next year. And then we had 14. And now we have 3. It just fluctuates. But we don't care because we don't have any dormitories to send. You know, we say the missionary life starts when we come to school, not when we graduate. So we don't have those added pressures of trying to recruit you. We might not be for you. I say that because it might be true. We're very focused, very tough educationally. So these guys, we have guys who went on to be doctors, medical doctors, doctors in philosophy, doctors in research. We've had people going on to be missionaries. We had one kid who graduated from Lawrence Technical University of Kansas, Tennessee, and went on to Belarus as a missionary. The guy was a drywaller, he's a missionary in Canada today. We've had a lot of people do that kind of thing. Our educational, our curriculum is so nasty, so tough. And I mean, that's what I mean by nasty. You just think, what? Is that right, Titus? Titus goes to me, he goes, and he's a pretty bright guy. He goes, wiseacre too. He goes, oh, that's crazy. So this is really tough. That was honest. Let us go.
Later that day, I get the assignments for the next week. Not a good idea.
That was a good day, huh? Yeah. The reason why we're so tough on this one, I'll tell you exactly the reason why, is because when you go to the university, they're going to clean your clock. They will chew you up and spit you out. They will do that. And if you think I'm joking, you have not been to a university lately. You will talk to gay lesbians. You will talk to people who think that they're the most brilliant minds on the planet. You know, astrophysicism and all this. I mean, you know, they tell you their pedigree. They give you their resume and all this kind of stuff. And you'll talk to professors who are just anti-God. They will take you and chew you up and spit you out. So our job is to train you to get to be able to answer them, not only live your faith and why you live your faith, but to answer them. You know, Nathan, it's really interesting. I asked Nathan, I said, Nathan, tell me, bro, you won't hurt my feelings, which is harder, us or Rudy? He goes, oh, you guys are way harder. Way harder. I was shocked, actually. I had a friend of mine who graduated from the Ezekiel Martin School of Evangelism, took all of our courses when I graduated. He's now at Moody Theological Seminary. Graduate level stuff. He just finished with their apologetics course and came up to me and said, the Ezekiel Project's apologetics course is way harder and more extensive. Don't hide this stuff. So it's hard stuff, and you think you're old and I'm married now and have a whole bunch of kids and all this kind of stuff. Forget that. I mean, we've had guys who are 51 years of age who are former missionaries to Ireland come to us and take our school. Now he's working with us full time. The question is this. If not you, who? And if not now, when? And if not here, where? What's it going to be? We have this one kid. This is a turkey note. And he was going to come to school. And he looked at us and he sat down. And he said, I said, I'm here. You're not going to come. He said, yeah, I'm not going to come. I said, why are you going to come? Because you guys are here. I said, I'll give you that. I said, but I'm going to war with those guys that are on our staff every day. And I said, I looked at him, this is really not one of your great recruiting lines. I said, we don't need you. I said, and we don't need your money. Because we're tuition free, and we don't need your body to fill the dorm. If God wants you to come to us, and you don't come to us, that's on you. And I said, we're here to disciple individuals in related subjects and the Bible. You'll read the Bible through the whole year. The whole Bible gets done and you get tested on it. You have all the systematic theology. You'll go blind reading. You'll have to do papers. Our guys, we're going into the next cycle. They think they're a jam on systematic theology and soteriology and first off, the soteriology, the doctrines. I'm so curious, the doctrine of salvation. They take your exam, and then you start our third cycle on eschatology, ecclesiology, and pneumatology. And they don't know this, but they've got to write a paper on each section. Plus, reading. They thought last cycle was stuff. They have four books to read. But I want you to know something. When we have in the assemblies, we have the people. They will go back to their assembly and be Bible literate, number one, and they will be rabid about telling people about Christ, number two. And David Reyes, in New York, there's no pressure on you at all. But the whole Hispanic community is thanking that David comes back and trains others like this to reach the Hispanic community in New York City. That's right. And it's a lot of pressure, but God sees this through. I mean, you can't believe how many people are committing suicide in New York. A lot of Hispanics, a lot of illegals, getting the gospel, getting this ministry, getting, because people know what they're talking about. In Tokyo, Japan, these two guys are going around and they're spreading the gospel, they're preaching on the streets. It's amazing. But they need to know what they're talking about. Could you defend your faith? Could you talk to the existentialist? Could you talk to the egotist? Can you talk to the narcissistic person? Can you give them the gospel? Can you share with them why you believe what you believe? We're here for you. We're not here for us. We don't, and we're a small school. No questions about it. We're a very small school. And when you come to us in the fall, it's like a blank. Boom, the next day you know you're graduating. You just can't believe it. There's more man. This is incredible. This is incredible. Can I share it? I do. We're thinking and making plans for a second year. Our curriculum will include church history. Our curriculum will include advanced expository preaching. Our curriculum will include that, we're thinking and planning this already. That's what why we had to stay home on. You could pray with us about something. We're buying another building. And asking God to do it with the Baptist Church when belly up. And hopefully, Lord willing, we'll get that building and we'll expand in 2 years. This is when Tsubasa comes. He won't be coming this upcoming year, he'll come in 2017. And then Nathan's bringing his wife, Chi Chi, to the Baptist School. And he's also going to teach for us. See, this is for us. I don't need to see, you don't need to transfer anywhere. So you cover the physical, the university physical, like they're going to laugh now out of the place. Because it won't transfer anywhere except the heart and the spirit, where experience and knowledge meet. We're not here for us. And that's why I always feel embarrassed. I feel embarrassed sometimes talking about this, you know, and that's why I wanted to take you to it. You know, I feel embarrassed to do it, but we're here for you so that you can get an education in Bible things and walk away, and it's tuition free. I'm sick and tired of people having to pay the average educational debt for a person. An average is $100,000. That's it, even at a Christian university. Liberty University, I have a friend of mine named Levi. He went his freshman year at Liberty University, paid $30,000. At the end of his 4 years, his father was rich and could afford this, right? So it's $120,000 for a 4-year degree. And now they're going to put the pressure on him to get a master's degree because an MBA is not going to be, a bachelor's is not going to be sufficient. Where are we? They're tuition free. It's all across these books and literature.
done that. Do you think that blesses their life and future service? We had a guy, he comes up to us, our first class that we had, he comes up and said, I owe $5,000 to McGill University in St. Catharines, Ottawa, I think it was. Canada. And I owe $5,000 for the previous educational experience. I don't have it, Chris. So I didn't have my rent. Other people didn't have their rent. So he didn't have class. We prayed. He went home for Christmas break. The guy comes walking up and just like this. Guy comes walking up and that's what we did this to him. And then walked away. He never told anybody except and us. He couldn't do anything about it. But it's a check for $5,000. What do you think that did to that kid who went into full-time ministry and when his firstborn, with the twins, the firstborn, that one of them died in the womb and they had to wait and deliver the other one. And when Ollie was delivered, I think it was to the boy. Stretched his faith. Administered to him. This is what Christianity is all about. I guarantee you this. I know you love your family, you love your family, right? They're never going to look at you men when you pass on to and let them go like that is case. You know what they're going to say? My dad is an example. They're not even going to care where you work or what kind of car you drove. They're going to be what kind of person you are. The Bible said even a child can learn to be. Isn't that pretty marvelous? I want to serve God. We don't have much time. I'm sick and tired of talking about serving God. I want to serve God. I'm sick and tired of dreaming these dreams that one day I'll serve God. I want to serve God. Can you serve God in a job? Absolutely. But make sure that that's what God wants you to do. Make sure that that's the profession that God wants you to be. And you ask God, you want me to be a lawyer? Titus wants to be a lawyer. Titus, if you ask God, you want me to be a lawyer, you want me to do something else. I'll do whatever you want me to do. No matter what the cost. Father, just pray, help us. Help us to do what you want us to do. And to do it with everything that you want. In Jesus' name. Thank you.